The winners of this year's Nobel Prizes were announced last week. Last month, slightly less prestigious awards honored the funny side of scientific discovery. The Ig Nobel Prizes have been awarded annually since 1991, and they honor achievements that make you laugh and make you think. With me now is Georgia Tech doctoral student Patricia Young. She was part of an Ig Nobel Prize winning team in 2015. Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
And also we have Mark Abrams with us. He's founder of the Ig Nobel Prizes, and he's speaking at Georgia Tech tonight from 7:30 to 8:30. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Celeste.
So, Mark, the first, when you were batting this around with whomever you were discussing it, what was the concept behind creating it?
Back in 1990, I became the editor of a science magazine, and suddenly I was meeting people.
One that I read, which is called?
One which you don't, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I read Improbable Research.
Oh, well, you're wonderful.
Oh.
It was the predecessor,
oh.
Which was a much older magazine called the Journal of Irreproducible Results, which got put to death by its publisher a few years later.
Okay.
And then on. Anyway. I discovered that when you become the editor of a science magazine, suddenly you meet all kinds of people who've done things you hadn't dreamed of. And a lot of them had done things that were very funny and thought-provoking, and I kept thinking, this person eventually is going to die, and nobody in the world will ever know this person did this, and that's terrible. Somebody should do something. It should be commemorated. And then I realized, well, we can do something small, and from that little seed, this great oak grew.
Patricia, did you know about these prizes before you actually won one?
Yes, I'm still a big fan of that prize.
Why?
It just, the winner there, they did so creative and novel things you have ever thought of, and it just make you laugh.
So what did you win for?
I study how long does it take for your animal to urinate.
Right. Okay, so you discovered a universal urination time.
Yes.
And how did you, basically found out that all animals pee for about 21 seconds at a time.
Yeah, we say about because it's 21 plus minus 13, so usually from 10 to 30 seconds.
Okay. And how did you first start on even looking into that?
I like animals a lot. So I said to my advisor, I can do anything for you as long as you let me go to Atlanta.
As long as you go to Atlanta. Yes. And you ended up not only watching animals pee, but then watching YouTube videos.
Yeah, so we bring all our fancy equipment to Zoo Atlanta to film elephant peeing, goat peeing, everyone. No, every animal, not everyone. And then a lot of YouTube videos online.
Right, and the phrase is pee like a racehorse, right? But racehorses don't pee any longer than anyone else.
No, it's still 21 seconds.
Okay, so the best one was, I think the longest one you found was a YouTube video of a dog that had eaten a watermelon.
Yeah, it's over a minute.
Took over a minute to pee.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark, what makes that project a perfect Ig Nobel project?
To win one of these prizes, there's only one quality. It's that whatever the thing is, it makes people laugh. And then it sticks in their head, and they keep thinking about it.
Right, because why do all these animals, even an elephant, pee for the same length?
Yeah. We give 10 prizes a year, and they're on any subject. A lot of them are science prizes, but we give a peace prize often, a literature prize. And for whatever it is, no matter what part of the world, it's that thing that whoever hears about it, it makes them laugh, and then they want to tell their friends about it.
If you're just joining us, and we're talking about the Ig Nobel Prizes, founded by, in part by Mike Abrams, along with help, and also we're hearing from Georgia Tech doctoral student Patricia Young. She was awarded an Ig Nobel Prize for her work in universal urination in 2015. There's this other kind of cool thing that you do that I wish the Oscars would start doing. You have a method for keeping people's acceptance speeches short. So let's hear, this is Charles Clements, who won for biology, and he's going a little too long. And what you have is a small girl on stage. I assume she needs to be adorable.
She's an adorable 8-year-old girl.
Right. Named Sweetie Pie.
Miss Sweetie Pooh.
Sweetie Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she waits. She's basically just standing there waiting for people to talk too long.
I specifically want to salute Hugh Cott, who pioneered the general science of tasting wildlife from strange places during World War II.
Please stop. I'm bored.
And she keeps chanting, please stop.
She just stands there saying, please stop. I'm bored. Please stop. I'm bored. Until the person stops. We have never found an adult who could withstand the power of an 8-year-old child.
And it actually is pretty effective because he only has to say it a few times, as far as I've seen, before.
Oh, yeah.
They,
well,
the
first
stage.
Year we did this, that's almost 20 years ago, the first year we had an 8-year-old girl on staff, on stage, the entire ceremony was an hour shorter than the year before. And ever since, we have finished on time.
That's great. Now, let's hear from Andre Geim, who won an Ig Nobel in 2000. And he won it for, tell me what he won his prize for.
He's a physics professor from Europe. He used magnets to levitate a frog.
Which nobody thought was possible. So here's a little bit of his acceptance speech. And he's talking about the fact that he ended up getting letters from people all over the world.
The most funny one came from the leader of a small sect in Britain who offered us £1 million if we could levitate him in front of his congregation.
Yeah, they said somebody, a religious leader, that wanted them to levitate him.
All kinds of things. That was in the year 2000 that we gave Andre Geim that Ig Nobel Prize. 10 years later, he was given a Nobel Prize.
A real Nobel
Prize. Yeah.
So, I mean, how often do the people who win Ig Nobel Prizes actually go on to more significant work?
Well,
I don't want to say more significant. That sounds dismissive. Or things that are recognized by a more prestigious.
Well, of course, every human being in the world goes on to do better and better
right.
things. So that's the real answer. But quite a few of the people who have gotten Ig Nobel Prizes have gone on to great acclaim in their own fields in whatever they do. Sometimes it's for what won them the prize, but often it's just they're interesting people. They keep doing these astounding, brilliant things.
Patricia, do you find that people actually recognize you as an Ig Nobel?
Oh, yes.
They do.
After that, yeah, people talk to me on campus.
Random people walk up and say, "Hey, didn't you win
an Ig?" Is that you? Is that the winner? And I say, "Yeah, I am." With very slightly smile.
Now, there's no prize money for an Ig Nobel.
That was true for a long time because we have no money, so we couldn't. But a few years ago, we figured out how we can give a cash award to each new winner. And now each new Ig Nobel Prize winner is awarded $10 trillion. It's a $10 trillion bill from Zimbabwe. You can buy it on eBay for about $4. The government official in Zimbabwe, who was responsible for coming up with those $10 trillion bills, by the way, also won an Ig Nobel Prize in mathematics.
So, Patricia, you have a $10
trillion... No, my advisor still hosts it.
Oh, I see.
But we signed a check.
But you pay attention to other Ig Nobel winners.
Yeah, we are a big family now, and we recognize each other.
And have you continued to work in universal urination?
No, I'm working on universal defecation.
We're going to not talk about that.
No problem.
It was thoughtful of you to ask. You know, there's another Ig Nobel Prize winner in Atlanta, Franz Deval. At Emory University.
The great animal intelligence expert.
Yeah, who he and one of his students won a prize because they did an experiment and they showed that chimpanzees are able to recognize specific other chimpanzees by looking at photographs of their rear ends.
I'm going to steer away from that also.
Well, I'll mention only that when he talks about this in public, which he does quite often,
yes.
Inevitably somebody in the audience will ask him, "Have you tested this with human beings?"
That was the question I was trying not to ask. Is there an answer?
Looking at you across the room, I knew that you wanted to be able to ask the question, but to be able to not actually ask it.
And his answer? Because we have to have the answer now.
Usually he'll smile.
And he doesn't really say.
And then he'll say, "Not yet."
Although human beings often can recognize odors, so.
Yeah, you know,
maybe.
If you have any insight on this, I'm sure. I at least would love to hear it.
Yeah, call Mark Abrams.
But I expect that many people listening today would love to hear your thoughts on this.
Okay, so what do you think is there a larger purpose for the Ig Nobel?
In a way, we hope that when people look over the list of winners that you can see on improbable.com, they're all listed there, that some of these things will appeal to you enough that you start to think, hey, I can pay attention to things around me every day. That, you know, everybody's telling me that woman over there is doing something stupid. But when I look at what she's doing, is it really stupid? And maybe it's pretty damn good. And other people are telling me, look at that guy there. He's doing something that's wonderful. But I can look at that thing myself, and maybe I'll decide differently. So we hope that people will get a little more into the habit of looking at strange things and making their own decision about whether they think it's good or bad.
Patricia, in the minute that we have left, do you think something like this ruins the dignity of science? Do you think we should be taking science more seriously?
No, we should take science more in a way that with humor.
Why?
I think that's the only way to motivate more people into science.
Mark, would you agree with that?
Everything that we're taught in school as an important piece of science, when it was brand new in its very earliest days, almost everybody made fun of it.
That's a good point. Okay, so you'll be speaking at Georgia Tech tonight from 7:30 to 8:30, hopefully encouraging more people to do ridiculous things.
Yeah.
That is Mark Abrams. He founded the Ig Nobel Prize along with others. He, again, is speaking at Georgia Tech tonight at 7:30. And Patricia Young is a PhD candidate at Georgia Tech. Her work won an Ig Nobel in 2015. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you, Celeste.